from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Okay, so Dave, I've lost count now. It's got so embarrassing. Are we up to six?
Is it six or five? It sort of started slow last
Tuesday,
week, didn't
Wednesday,
it?
Thursday, Friday, Monday. So that was five, six today.
Six today. We'll see what happens today. Yeah, it started slow last week, didn't it, this NDSX story, and it sort of gathered momentum over the course of the week. And I think I did try and stress last week that although disrupted, the exchange did actually trade. So their Xtreme trading platform, the trading and settlement platform, that worked. So we did actually trade. The weekend, though, I mean, did represent a sort of potential circuit breaker for the exchange. And so it gave it an opportunity to sort of bolster its defences, try and improve its reliability, and I suppose it get its sort of preparedness for further attacks in place. So how did we go yesterday? How did we go on the first day of August? Well, started off, the exchange released a statement early yesterday. They pointed out that these DDoS, the distributed denial of service attacks, had only impacted on their ability to publish market announcements to the public. So that's the decision to halt trading was about market integrity. And I think, Mike, we covered that as well. Now, they're continuing to work with Spark, GCSB, and this crowd called Akamai Technologies, who are cyber defense experts. I think they're US-based. But, and here's the key point. This is the key point from yesterday's announcement. They've spoken to the Financial Markets Authority, or the FMA, for contingency arrangements for the release of access to market announcements. So that allows trading to keep going. So what essentially they're saying here is if the NZX.com website goes down, they can keep trading because they'll get those market announcements out to people through other means. Now, we understand they've got other hosted sites available now to distribute info, so NZX can be hit, but they can keep trading. Now, given the experience last week, Mike, you're right, we're resigned to see these DDoS attacks continue, but they have created a greater defence buffer. There was a wee wobble on the open yesterday, but we did get a full day's trading. Look, Mike, I suppose what I keep coming back to here is that in the fullness of time, look, we may understand the motivation behind this, and that, I think, is the real question, is why? You know, what's the reason for it? Why do it? But look, we are trading. We did trade last week, so let's see how the rest of the week goes.
Where are we at with confidence, consumer and business?
Oh, gosh, Mike, as we get closer to summer, yesterday's the last day of autumn, so that's Auckland has sort of left level 3 behind us. We shifted to level 2.5, and this weird sort of kind of crazy, disrupted, dislocated 2020 winds on, and we have the continued economic impact. And look, we're definitely getting COVID fatigue, aren't we? We're not sure how everyone would cope with any further lifting of restrictions, but we continue to try and understand the economic impact, and importantly, where we're going. And I think confidence is more important than ever, because remember, this wasn't an economic problem. This was a health issue. So it is different from the GFC, but to come out of it, we need confidence. So over the last couple of days, we've had ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence, ANZ Business Outlook Consumer Confidence. That was Friday, eased 4 points. To 100.2. The historical average is 120, so we're not back anywhere near that normal yet. We're actually still in kind of a recessionary point. If you look at people's view on whether it's a good time to buy a major household item, that's -3. That's recessionary levels. Yesterday, the second level of these confidence surveys, business outlook, some of the fizz has been taken out of this because we get a preliminary read in early August, but headline business confidence confirmed -41.8. People's view of their own activity, -17.5. It's weaker than July. Auckland's more downbeat than the rest of the country. The report shows to some degree correspondents looking through the second lockdown, but experienced activity has taken a hit. Activity indicators are in recessionary space. I think there's some evidence in here that release of pent-up demand post the first lockdown is waning.
Yep.
And that's what we've got to have a look at. The surge is starting to, the reality of the situation is crystallizing. And that is the concern.
Good on you. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, it's down 220 points, actually, 28,434. We've had stock splits overnight for Apple and Tesla, but the Dow currently down 0.77%. The S&P 500, 3,507. It is flat. The Nasdaq, however, is up about 1%, 11,809. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 5,963, down 36. The Nikkei, 23,139, up 257. Shanghai Composite, down 8. 3395. The ASX 200, 6060, down 13. And I think I like the NZX 50 better when it wasn't trading all day because it was going up. Now it's gone down. Down 156 points, 1.29%, 11,937 on the currencies, 0.6750 against the US, 0.9134 Aussie, 0.5651 euro, 0.5046 pounds, 71.44 yen. Gold, $1,972.59. Oil, $45.57. But Mike, it is the first day of spring. Spring has sprung. That's cause for optimism.
Good on you, mate. Exactly. JMOL.co.nz.